It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. The military operation in Libya raises two big questions.
The first question is whether the U.S. and its allies can seize control of the air and drop massive amounts of bombs. The answer is yes, they can do that almost anywhere.
The next question is whether the U.S. has accomplished its goals. The answer to that question is not yet. NPR's Tom Gelton explains.
As of yesterday afternoon, the U.S.-led operation in Libya had achieved air superiority. Gaddafi's aircraft were staying on the ground. Also, maritime superiority. No ship could reach Libyan shores without being stopped and inspected. But Rear Admiral Gerard Huber, briefing reporters from the U.S. command ship, said the air campaign is still short of its main objective, stopping Gaddafi from attacking Libyan civilians.
In Ajibiya, regime forces intensified combat in, into, and out of the city. In Misrata, regime forces continue to clear opposition, increase combat operations, and target civilian populations in the city.
A major reason Gaddafi's forces are still advancing is that the rebel groups who opposed him successfully a few weeks ago have so far been unable to regroup, even under the protection of airstrikes. Journalists who have spent time with them, including NPR's Eric Westervelt, are highlighting the rebels' problems.
They're disorganized, they're ill-equipped, they're untrained young men with no coherent communication or command structure.
When the rebels were seizing control of towns and cities in eastern Libya, the pro-Gaddafi forces were in disarray. But as soon as the regime began counterattacking, the rebels' own shortcomings became apparent. Andrew Exum is a former U.S. Army Ranger, now a fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
Once you have to fight a defensive campaign, you have to build defensive positions. It becomes an engineering problem set as much as it is a problem set of marksmanship. And there you need a competent officer corps to instill some discipline in the ranks and some organization.
And that's missing among the Libyan rebels. In theory, the U.S. and allied governments could help them by sending in advisors or coordinating their airstrikes with the rebels' own combat efforts. The United States did that with fighters in Afghanistan in the first phase of the war there. But there are two big obstacles. Andrew Exum highlights the first. The Libyan rebels lack warfighting experience, whereas the Afghans had been at war for much of the previous 30 years.
When the United States dropped into northern Afghanistan, they began advising Afghan fighting forces that really didn't need to be told how to fight at the small unit level. What they needed were the types of tactical airstrikes that U.S. Special Forces could provide them.
Second, the Obama administration has made clear it has zero interest in providing military support to the Libyan rebels. Still, this war story is not yet over. Rear Admiral Huber said yesterday that as long as Gaddafi fails to comply with the allies' demands, he'll face more punishing strikes.
Our targeting priorities are mechanized forces, artillery, interdicting their lines of communications which supply their beams and their bullets, their command and control, and any opportunities for sustainment of that activity.
If those supply lines, the ones that provide Gaddafi forces with their beans and bullets, can be broken, this fight could change course quickly. Plus, the rebels could yet regain some of their lost momentum. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates speaking yesterday in Cairo.
I think a lot of people who were in opposition and who played a role in the early days have hunkered down. And it may be that the changed circumstances where he can't use his aircraft and where he's more challenged in using his armor, they return to the fight.
But where Gaddafi's forces are entrenched, as they are in the capital Tripoli, they could be hard to dislodge. Airstrikes are of little use in an urban environment. So this war could well produce a stalemate. Gaddafi maintains control of Tripoli in western Libya. The rebels hold out in eastern Libya under U.S. and allied air protection, and the country is effectively split in two. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.